As part of WXXI's Dialogue on Disability, we're taking a closer look this morning at the condition known as dyslexia. It's a language processing disorder that causes difficulty reading or processing spoken words. It affects anywhere between 5 and 20% of the population, according to various estimates. Courtney Hathaway, a school social worker, was diagnosed with dyslexia when she was in third grade, but she was placed in reading intervention programs as early as kindergarten. In elementary school, Hathaway said she didn't think much about the fact that she was singled out, but by middle school, she became more aware of the fact that she was being separated from her classmates.
And at that point, I also was receiving accommodations, so I was taking my tests in a different location. I was having my tests read to me, which were all very helpful. However, you start to realize, what's different? Or why me?
Hathaway doesn't remember being teased or bullied because she was different. Any discomfort, she said, was strictly internal. But there were times when she was frustrated because her experience was so different from her peers.
They would say, no, I don't really have that much homework tonight. And in the back of my head thinking, oh my gosh, this is going to take me, you know, 3, 4, 5 hours, and I got to get up and go to school the next day.
The earlier a child is diagnosed with dyslexia, the sooner they can get help. Even preschool-aged kids show signs of the disorder if parents and caretakers know what to look for.
One of the biggest ones is difficulty in recognizing, like, rhyming patterns, like sit, hit, bit. They may struggle with those types of things. Mispronouncing familiar words, like refrigerator instead of refrigerator.
That's Laura Arrington, a family and youth education coordinator at Starbridge, a nonprofit supporting people with disabilities and their families. By the time a child is in school, she says, dyslexia can show itself in different ways. Having trouble finishing tests, for example, or even acting out during reading time to avoid having to read.
Everyone wants to be successful. So when a student is having low self-esteem, is having behaviors, maybe getting sent out of the class, we want to look at why and what's going on and get that student tested to see if there's something else going on. And the majority of the time, there usually is something such as a hidden learning disability.
Arrington says schools are getting better at helping students who are diagnosed. They can be enrolled in special reading programs, get extra time to take tests, have class notes provided for them, and use tools like speech recognition software. Hathaway says as she got older, she eventually learned how to compensate for her condition so she could fit in academically and socially. But even as an adult, there have been times when it's a struggle. She calls dyslexia a hidden disability. People can't see it, so they might think a person is lazy or has a behavioral problem.
If you were going to, let's say, a fast food restaurant, and somebody is in front of you and ordering a meal, you are thinking, okay, they're going to get up there, they're going to read the menu, they're going to tell what they want, and it's quick. However, for an individual who may be dyslexic and maybe they're struggling to read and process and make that decision, it may take them a little longer. But the person behind them in our fast-paced society, we think they look normal on the outside. They should get up there, tell them what they want, you know, to eat, pay, and move on. Versus a visible disability, if somebody is in a maybe in a wheelchair, most people would not think twice about holding the door, allowing for a little more time.
Hathaway says she still struggles with reading, writing, and processing words, but she also says dyslexia has taught her resilience, empathy, and creative problem solving. Arrington says this is an important message for people with this diagnosis.
Having dyslexia doesn't diminish your potential. With the right supports and services, the sky's the limit.
As if she set out to prove this, Courtney Hathaway graduated from both high school and college as the valedictorian of her class. For WXXI News, I'm Beth Adams.